I believe there's a God-shaped space in all of us, and that that space can't really be satisfied until we return to God.
Are you ready to learn a new language? Join Gloria Copeland and special guest Billy Brim in a basic Hebrew language study designed to expand your understanding of key root words. Next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory. We have our good friend Billy Brim from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks this week, and we're just delighted to have her. Billy's turned on as usual, so get ready.
Gloria,
welcome, Billy.
Can I say welcome to all of those folks that I meet around the world, wherever I go? I've just been in Australia, been in Mexico, been around the world, Europe. Every time there's somebody there who says, I just love it when you and Gloria sit there with your cup of coffee, and I sit here with my tea or my whatever, and I just feel like you're my friends, and I'm with you. And so I just want to say hello and welcome to all of you.
Amen.
And they always come up and tell me that. And so I think that's good. And they like it that we like each other.
Well, we do like each other. We're sisters.
That's good, you know, in the body of Christ, to
love each other.
That's what the Lord told us to do.
Bless the Lord. We're just happy to have you this week, Billy.
And, of course, they're all over the world. They're from everywhere. But here in America, we've got some special day coming tomorrow.
That's right.
And we are so blessed. We are so blessed because we can have a free and an open election.
Because of God.
Because of the fundamentals that our country was established upon. We can go down to the polls, and our votes are going to count.
We can vote our convictions.
We certainly can. And, you know, we have Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, and we have a corporate prayer every Sunday afternoon. And so when you're here in the United States as a ministry, you can't come out for one candidate over the other candidate. And so we want to keep those laws and keep those things right. But I think we've been praying about this election, praying for our leader, God's choice. But here's how he showed me that we could do it there at Prayer Mountain. And I believe it's exactly the right way to pray. You know, it says in Psalm 145 that God opens his hands and feeds everything. He gives everything their food. You know, and it says in the Tehillim, which is the Jewish translation of the Bible, that feeding and nourishing the world is a greater task for God than creating this in the beginning. Just think of it. Every single day, God has to feed everything.
That's amazing.
It says that he feeds them.
I think in one translation it says he fulfills the desires of every living creature.
Every living creature. Psalm 145, he opens his hand. And it doesn't say that he gives the angels charge of feeding all the whole world.
Uh-huh.
But every single day, life on this planet has to be nourished. And so I help God. I help him feed the birds. I take a little bit off of him each day.
Well, I know he appreciates that.
I know he does. And besides, it blesses me to get to watch them.
Yeah.
I just love to watch them. We live on a migratory path in the middle of the United States, and so sometimes in the migration season, I've counted one time 21 species out there feeding on my porch. But in the summertime, of course, we get to watch the hummingbirds.
21 different species?
Yeah, I did.
That's amazing.
I counted them right there in a migratory season. Have my little bird book.
They know where Billy Brim's house is.
They
say, we're going to go see Billy today.
That's right. And so in feeding the hummingbirds, you know, during the summertime, you have a few hummingbirds that are coming, and one will sit in the tree, and he's like a dominant male, and he'll fight off the other little hummingbirds if they come up there. You know, it's fun to watch them. But then I noticed that I put out the hummingbird feeder, and the nectar, you know, that you make with sugar water. And they were coming by the droves. They were getting along even. There's on one little feeder, there's like six places. And six of them would be there just drinking all the day long. And I thought, well, this is strange. And I thought maybe they like my cooking because I had been buying some hummingbird food. But then I just started making my own. And I thought, oh, they like it when I do the home cooking. But then I was corrected on that. It was their season. It was their season to migrate. And so they're going to have to fly. These little hummies, that's what I call them, my little hummies, they weigh less than one penny. And they have to fly all the way to South America. So before they go, they tank up. You know, they eat and eat and eat. And that's what they were doing when this thought came to me. Well, I knew this scripture was in the Bible, so I read it. And I like it really in the Amplified. Jeremiah chapter 8 and verse 7. Even the migratory birds are punctual to their seasons. Yes, the stork in the heavens knows her appointed times of migration. And the turtle dove, the swallow, and the crane observe the time of their return. They know when to fly up here and or fly up into Europe, let's say, if this book was an Israeli book from Israel. They know when to fly up there and get their eggs and their babies. Then they know when to fly back south to Africa. So these little, and I got thinking about that, and I thought, God put that in the birds to know their times. Well, you know good and well that he has put it in men to know their times. He has put it in men. There, I believe there's a God-shaped space in all of us. And that that space can't really be satisfied until we return to God and his plan for our life. And so I thought in praying for the people, the candidates, what we can pray is that each one of them, the two presidential candidates, the two vice presidential candidates, will find God's plan for their life.
Yeah.
And they will go to that plan. And you know, it tells us in the New Testament to pray for our leaders. Whoever is elected, whoever's the president and the vice president of whichever party, the other two will still be leaders. They'll still be involved in government. They'll still be involved in leading our nation. So we can pray. It says to pray for the leaders of your nation. So we pray for them. We pray for all four of them that they will find God's plan for their life.
Yes, amen.
And I'm sure he's got a plan for one of them to be president. Yeah. And so that one, we're praying that that person will find that slot.
This scripture in Ephesians 2 says, 2:10, for we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the things he planned for us long ago.
Yes.
And over here it says that God's secret plans, this is in chapter 1, God's secret plan has now been revealed and it goes on and says some other things. At the right time, he will bring everything together under the authority of Christ. So there is a definite plan.
There are times and plans.
And we believe that when we go to vote, we'll know exactly what to do.
Yes. Amen.
That's
yes.
what you're saying.
Absolutely.
That if he put that in the birds, he put it in us
he
to know exactly
how
to
do, and he put it in the candidates.
Yeah,
for
and
them
the
to be satisfied in their life's path.
Yeah,
that
so they
would they find
have
life
the
gap.
Right plan.
He's got a plan for each one of
that's
them.
That's right. Amen.
And,
that's good.
And so that's what we want. We want Amen. God's plan. Didn't you write a book about God's master plan?
I did, and I wrote it on that from Ephesians there where it says he's got a plan.
He's got a plan.
We're created. We've been created to follow that plan.
Right.
And we know that plan.
And I think most people
sense
that.
For every one of you, he's got a plan.
Every one
of you.
And so that's what we pray.
A master plan.
We pray they find the plan. And
yes.
we are just so thankful.
And so
that
in tomorrow, as the people go vote, they'll know the plan. They'll know how to vote. God will put it in their heart.
That's right. That's
and
right.
We want God's will.
We want God's will.
Election and in this world. This world is hanging on by a thread in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Yes.
In a lot of ways.
Yes.
And so we've got to have the wisdom of God, the plan of God. And you and I and Billy and everybody else, we've got to walk in that plan ourselves.
Hallelujah.
So vital that we be in our place, just like these candidates have got to be in their place, in their time. And you and I have got to do that too. We may not be running for president, but we're running. Mm-hmm. We're living a life down here. And God's got a plan for you and me and for everybody that will receive him, Billy, everybody. That's wonderful. I would never have dreamed. I could not have made up this plan that he's got me in the middle of right
me
now.
Either.
I would never have thought about it, not even given it a thought.
No.
And it's so marvelous. God's will is so wonderful. So we believe, and we're agreeing on the outcome of this election, that God's person will be put in that office.
Absolutely.
And we'll all know exactly how to vote.
Absolutely.
That's good, Billy. I really like that.
I like that, too. And it keeps everything real legal in our minds and for our government and everything.
And that's the way we ought to live our whole life.
Yes. We should want everybody to find God's plan for their lives. And ourselves to find
listening,
God's plan
be
for our lives.
And
be
obeying.
Listening for our appointed times.
That's right.
Those birds,
right.
Something in them. They've got an appointed time when they got to fly.
I like those. I call them hummers.
You call them hummers?
Yeah, I have a lot of, some in Colorado, but in Arkansas, we have a lot of hummers come visit. I don't know why
you get
such a kick out of hummingbirds.
Well, they're just, you know that we got our ideas for helicopters from them. They watch them. The scientists watch them, how they can fly backwards and how they hover.
I mean, they're tremendous aviators.
You know, God shows us in nature. He shows us things, and then people who are smart, they watch it and they say, hey.
And they are fast.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Watch the birds. Glory to God.
Now, God not only has plans, Gloria, for people. He has plans for nations. And it says in Acts chapter 17... that God, who made the world, has determined the boundaries of nations. When they should come forth, that's Acts 17, and people, and the time of our habitation. So I believe that the United States of America, I spent 3 weeks in Australia recently. I really am into the history of that nation as well. And especially their association with Israel. Now, God has a plan for Israel, and that plan is coming to fruition in this time and in this hour. He's brought the Jews back home, just like he said he would. Mm-hmm. And he has said in Genesis chapter 12 that if you will bless Israel, you will get blessed. And so the United States of America has blessed Israel. Australia has blessed Israel. And individually, if you bless Israel, you'll be blessed. And I really take that to heart, and I pray that our country will continue in that
plan.
Yes, we
have to bless Israel.
Where we bless Israel, and we can know the blessings of God here in the United States. Now, you know the next 2 weeks what we're going to do?
Tell everybody. They'll be so excited.
You're going to learn to speak Hebrew. Yes, you're going to be Hebrew speakers by the end of the week.
My question is, Billy, are your friends in Israel going to be watching you teach
Hebrew? I do not know. I tell you.
You know, we're all just,
oh,
we believe everything you say.
They believe
you know everything
I say,
about it.
That my pronunciation is correct.
Yes, amen.
But let me just show you how I'm beginning. Elementary Hebrew is how I'm calling this. And I mean elementary. Elementary Hebrew and Judaism to open windows. To let the light shine out from the scriptures to us.
Amen.
And my Hebrew is very elementary. And if any of my friends are watching from Israel, they know that.
Have mercy.
Have mercy
on us.
Have mercy.
Be merciful.
But, you know, just any little thing.
Oh, I think it's wonderful.
That I can learn. It's just a blessing to me.
What you've taught me has just been marvelous.
You know,
it gives you insight. That's the thing that's
so marvelous. Oh, my goodness gracious sakes alive. I'm reading from this book, which we're offering, Secrets of Hebrew Words by Rabbi Blech. And he starts out, Hebrew is a holy language.
It is.
On the simplest level, its 22 letters were used to serve as the language of the Torah, the language of the Bible. It's the language of the Bible. How could it not be important? It is Hebrew that was used by God to convey His will and His ways, His laws, and His insights. He chose that language. It's the original language. It's the oldest language. No other language. God spoke it.
That's right.
It is the language of creation. Let's turn to Genesis 1. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And we'll go to verse 3. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Verse 6, and God said, let there be a firmament. Verse 9, and God said, let the waters be gathered. Verse 11, and God said, let the earth, and the point I'm making to you is God said.
Yes.
God spoke, and his words took upon flesh and became. There's a scripture in the Psalm, Psalm 33, 6. Let's read that. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. By the word of the Lord. When you see that Lord, in our English translations, it's capital L-O-R-D. Now, wherever you see that in our English translations, it is the ineffable name of God. It is that name which is spelled with the four letters, Yud, He, Vav, He. By the word of Yud, He, Vav, He. And next week, we're going to look into that name and what's revealed to us in the letters of that name. But by the word of Yod Hey Vav Hey, the heavens were made. By the word. Remember when we studied words before and how the words of your mouth become things?
Right.
And the Hebrew word for word is devar.
Right.
And the Hebrew word for thing is devar. So by devar, by word, a thing, devar, comes into being. You really can't separate things from words. Everything here on this planet started out as the word of God, out from God's mouth. He didn't speak English. Didn't speak Spanish.
No.
Didn't speak Russian. He spoke Hebrew. And I just love to read this in my Hebrew Bible, where it says, in the King James, where God said, let there be light, and there was light. In the Hebrew, it's just, and God said, yihi a or, and yihi a or.
Ha.
It doesn't change the wording.
Light be and light was.
Even in a way, it's just yihi a or, yihi a or, exactly the same. That's a blessing to me. Just think of it. Yihi a or, and yihi a or. And the Hebrew word, can you guess which word is the word for light there? Or?
Or.
Mm-hmm. Or. Now listen to this. The Torah. The Torah. The Bible.
Uh-huh.
The books of the law. It's the light that comes from God. There's light in the Word of God. Mm. And you know the seven-branch candlestick that's in the temple? What is that named? The menorah.
Yes.
So it is the lamp, the or, the light of God.
Wow.
And Gloria, my Hebrew is elementary. I mean, very elementary. But with a Bible in my hands that's got Hebrew on
right.
one side.
You know the alphabet.
And I know the alphabet. And it's got Hebrew on one side, and it's got English on the other side. And I can look at that.
That would be a treasure to be able to do that.
Oh, my goodness. And I look over here, and I see the words. And it just puts light.
Revelation.
Light. That's what revelation is. Yeah. It gives you light. It gives you the light of God on a thing. Now, Hebrew, of course, is the language that's spoken by God and that's spoken in heaven. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to learn the Hebrew, at least a little bit of it, the Aleph Bet. And you've got it in your Bible. It's Psalm 119. Psalm 119.
The alphabet.
Yes. Except it's not the alphabet, Gloria.
It's not.
No, it's the Aleph Bet. Now, that I'm glad you said that. Because that
we
brings,
call it.
That brings up a point. Have you got Psalm 119 open there in your Bible?
No, but I can get
okay.
It. It's in the, but I don't have the Amplified here.
You got the Amplified. Yeah. It won't be in there. Have you got your King James Bible there?
Here's that Scofield.
Okay, try that one. If
where
not,
on a Psalm?
If not, you're Psalm 119. You got Psalm 119 there at home?
All right. I'm looking
in Psalm 119, you're going to see that the Hebrew alphabet is here. We say alphabet,
okay,
and
it.
She said alphabet. A system of letters that you put together and make words, we call it an alphabet. Mm-hmm. Where do we get our name Alphabet? We get it from the Greek. The Greeks have as their first letter Alpha, mm-hmm. and as their second letter Bet. So we call the system the Alphabet. But Hebrew is older than Greek. And Hebrew calls their first letter what?
Aleph.
Aleph. And their second letter?
Bet.
Bet. Uh-huh. Aleph, Bet. So instead of an alphabet with Hebrew, you're going to say an Aleph Bet. So the Aleph Bet is right here in Psalm 119. And if you'll go right down, how does he have it listed there? This is the Scofield Bible. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're going to go down there and we'll pronounce the letters for you. Aleph, Bet, Gimel,
Dalet,
Hey,
Vav,
Zayin,
Chet,
right?
Tet,
Yud,
Kaf,
Lamed,
Mem,
Nun,
Samech,
Ein,
Pei,
Sadi,
Kuf,
Resh.
Uh-oh. I got what?
Resh. Right. Verse 153. Resh.
Sheen.
Tav. Now look at there. Look at, start with Lamed.
Lamed.
Can you see this? L-M-N. Lamed Mem Nun.
Yeah.
And then can you see Resh Sheen Tav is like R-S-T.
Resh Sheen Tav.
So this is the basis of our alphabet. It's the basis even that the Greek came from, and it's our alphabet. And tomorrow, we're going to teach you the little Aleph Bet song.
Do I have to sing?
You have to sing.
Oh, mm-hmm. No. Y'all don't want to miss that. That's for sure.
Got to see some great light from the Scriptures.
Isn't that great? Yes, that's exciting. Billy's going to teach us some really important things this week about the Word of God.
Revelation.
Hallelujah. Billy and I'll be right back.
It is God's language. It is His Word. It is His thoughts spoken and written to us. It is the Hebrew language, the revelation and the light of God.
It is Hebrew that was used by God to convey His will and His ways, His laws, and His insights.
Begin your journey to discover deeper revelations in God's Word with the Treasures in the Hebrew Language package. Find out why it's so important to study Hebrew, learn key words, and start writing Hebrew letters as you watch the DVD Elementary Hebrew Lesson 1, The Aleph Bet. Enjoy singing the Aleph Bet song also included with the DVD. Then add more to your newfound knowledge with the books How the Hebrew Language Grew by Edward Horowitz and The Secret of Hebrew Words by Benjamin Bleck. Order the Treasures in the Hebrew Language package today and step into a whole new realm of revelation for your life. Order the Treasures in the Hebrew Language package today for only $55, an excellent resource for your personal study that will give you more insight into the Word of God and a deeper understanding of the Jewish culture. Purchase this four-product package online through our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-575-4455. You may also write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order today.
You're going to want this package that we put together for you. Our package is called Treasures in the Hebrew Language. Billy suggested these.
Yes, you're going to like it. Here we have Elementary Hebrew, which I taught, and this is a DVD, which I taught at our eschatology school. Also, there's a little CD in there that you can sing the Hebrew alphabet song and learn the Hebrew alphabet. We've got the secrets of Hebrew words, and we've got how the Hebrew language grew. And all of these are going to open up for you lights into the Word of God.
You're going to want this. And so you just order your package today and we'll send it to you. Tomorrow is Election Day. We're electing our 44th president. We are believing for the person that God has ordained, the persons that God has ordained to come into this office. And, you know, the Scripture says man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. And so He knows what's in the heart of every person running for office all over this country. And we are believing God for His perfect will, and you pray that, and you go vote. and you vote what God tells you to do in your heart. Hallelujah. It's very important. This is a critical time in human history. We have to have God's persons elected. And so we're believing God. We're listening to God. Now, we tape these in advance, these broadcasts in advance, but we stay current on the internet, on the website. So if you want, if you have anything you need to look up to date, well, you go to kcm.org and check our website. We're believing God. You be praying. You are part of this prayer team. We believe for the perfect will of God in this election, not just the federal election, but in everything that's on a ballot. We believe for God's perfect will. Billy and I are going to be back tomorrow. We're going to be learning some more Hebrew, and we're going to be good students. So we'll see you then. This is Gloria and Billy reminding you that Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries or to order a copy of today's broadcast, log on to our website at kcm.org or call us toll-free 800-575-4455. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you with teaching tools, prayer, and other ministry resources to help you live in faith and victory every day. This is the year of fullness of blessing, a time for you to receive the blessing without measure.
And healing.
We believe on Him that raised up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our righteousness.
Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 13th through the 15th at Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. Visit kcm.org or call 1-800-600-7395. In the midst of the noise the political process can bring, even some Christians face the question of voting and have a hard time seeing past what they think are gray areas. Some choose not to vote at all rather than risk voting for the wrong person. But if you lay your vote down, who comes behind you to pick it up? Some don't vote because with children it's just so difficult, while the people elected make decisions that affect those very same children. Some don't vote because they don't know the details of who they should or shouldn't vote for. But in the time it takes to drink a cup of coffee, they can find out exactly which candidates have the right views and make an educated decision. Finally, there are those who see it as a choice to walk in the light or lay down their vote in darkness. Let's walk together. Let's use our believing and our ballot to turn on the light. Watch. Pray. Vote. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
You know, in the original Hebrew, you couldn't, there's no way to curse in it. And, I mean, curse words, you know. You could say, this is cursed or that is cursed and this is the blessed and that is the blessed, but no, like, slang cursing. And it is a holy language. It's God's language.